USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden delivered the commencement address at Howard University today.
Biden telling graduates that they are the future of this nation and will be the ones to lead us into tomorrow.
We're living through one of the most consequential moments in our history, with fundamental questions at stake for our nation. Who are we? What do we stand for? What do we believe? Who will we be? You're going to help answer those questions.
Biden also reminded the graduates that he tapped one of their own, Kamala Harris, to become the first black vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
After leaving Howard University, Biden said they are getting closer to a debt ceiling deal, but they are not there yet. Hundreds of abortion rights activists applauded in Raleigh today as Democratic Governor Roy Cooper placed his veto stamp to a bill that would lower abortions in the state from 20 weeks to 12.
Standing in the way of progress right now is this Republican supermajority legislature that only took 48 hours to turn the clock back 50 years on women's health.
It's not certain if North Carolina's GOP has enough votes to override Cooper's veto. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made a series of stops in Iowa today. As reports indicate, he's about to make it official, announcing his candidacy for president. He said the GOP has a good opportunity to win the White House in 2024, but
if we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again, and I think it'll be very difficult to recover from that defeat.
Former President Trump was unable to hold his outdoor rally in the Hawkeye State on Saturday due to severe storms throughout the area. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Football fans have been waiting for the NFL 2023 regular season schedule.
Some of the highlights, the first game of the year features the Detroit Lions traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. The Dolphins head to East Rutherford to play the Jets in the NFL's first ever Black Friday game on November 24th. Meanwhile, the New York Giants travel to Philadelphia to play the Eagles on Christmas Day. On Thanksgiving, the Green Bay Packers will face the Lions in Detroit. I'm Dave Collins.
The Tony Awards won't be televised this year because of the writer's strike. The Hollywood Reporter says the Writers Guild on Friday denied a waiver request for the Broadway ceremony to broadcast and stream live next month. The show's organizers said that they asked for the waiver because the financially struggling Broadway productions depend on the awards for a box office bump. A new documentary has been released about the life of Baseball Hall of Famer and Yankees legend Yogi Berra. It Ain't Over is produced by Berra's granddaughter. Berra died at the age of 90 in 2015. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is easily holding on to the top spot at the domestic box office this weekend. Guardians earned almost $16 million on Friday, continuing to build off of its $118 million opening, which was the second biggest debut of the year. The Super Mario Brothers movie looks for second place with a projected $13 million, and it's now up to over $1 billion globally. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.